hey, what's up? It's Jake talking into a microphone about stuff and life while I'm driving. So, it is the first day of January. I don't know why I said it like that, but yeah, it's the first day of January, first day of 2019, which is super exciting. I personally love New Year's, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and all of that, because I am one of those cheesy people that do like the goal setting part of it, and also the reflective part of it, where you look back on the year, what you've done, what worked really well, what didn't, things to improve on. And a lot of times, people have a negative association with, you know, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, because they know that most people, you know, the goals they set, they're not gonna follow through on it. So it's just like, yeah, I'm setting this stuff, but I'm gonna remain and stay the same person. And I get that. You know, there's stuff that I set this year that didn't get accomplished. There's a lot of things I feel like this year that did not go the way as planned. But that's where the reflective part, you know, comes into play. And one of the reasons I like it is you get to learn from that. The big word for myself this year was listen. Just to listen and learn from other people. And obviously that's something that you're going to want to, you know, I'm really going to talk to myself because I know no one is listening to this right now. But for myself, listening to other people and listening to myself is something that I'm still improving, but really wanted to hone in on this year, is really learn how to do more active listening. And I don't just mean by when someone's talking, keeping your mouth shut. Because a lot of people think, yeah, if I'm not talking, the absence of me talking is me listening. And that's not true. What I mean by that is really actively listening to people, being able to repeat back to them what they said and retaining that information. And I think a lot of us, even when we are listening, for me at least, a lot of us are processing through their head what they're going to say next. Their next couple words, or their next addition to the conversation, because it makes us feel important. And there's not necessarily anything wrong with that. I think that has its uses, but it's also not beneficial to developing like more in-depth relationships and conversations with people, especially if you run a business or manage people. You know, listening is vital to growing that and having a realistic pulse on how things are and where things are headed. You have to talk to people and you have to actually listen to what they're saying. So this year, a lot of my focus was on that, was just becoming a better listener of people and listening and learning. And, you know, I'm going to further develop that in 2019. But what I really want to focus on this year that I noticed lack when it came to accomplishing some of the goals I wanted to accomplish. Really just accomplishing some of those goals was a lack of discipline, really. A lack of strategic discipline. One of my good buddies, Kyle, him and I were talking a couple weeks back, and one of the things he mentioned that one of his mentors had taught him early on in his professional career was to be persistent, consistent, and predictable. And I might have switched those around. It might be consistent, persistent, predictable. But those three things: to be really consistent about what you do, like doing it every single day and being persistent about it, you know, no matter what, figuring out how to push through, and then being predictable. So other people like know what to expect from you, and you know what to expect from yourself. And it kind of creates this internal ecosystem of checks and balances almost. And I think that's something I was really lacking a lot this year, is that persistency of, or that discipline when it came to really tackling some of these goals and having an overall direction, you know? Because if you're disciplined, you have to know what you're disciplined about. You can't say, yeah, I'm more disciplined. Well, what does that mean? You know, if I'm more disciplined when it comes to my health, well, what metric are you using to measure that and figure out if you are or if you're not? And, you know, if you're disciplined, then you have to, like using the example of health, you know, okay, well, I am disciplined because I get up in the morning and I run 5 miles. And I do that every single day. And so I know I'm disciplined when it comes to my health because I have a goal to accomplish and achieve and I'm sticking to it. You know, you can't be disciplined without any type of plan, I guess is what I'm trying to get at. In this year, that's one of the things I want to focus on. I've grown a ton this year working with my business partners, Andrew, Dale, and Rob, and also the other people that we've brought on our team, Nathan, Carl, Fran, and Kyle. It's been an incredible year to learn from them, and it's been tough. Like, in full transparency, we're in a bit of a rough patch right now as far as changing the overall direction of our business, how it's structured, people we're going to work with, letting some people go, all of that stuff. This year has been, it's had its ups and downs, but I've grown a ton, and I think one of the things is when I first met my business partner, mentor, whatever you want to call him, Dale, started working with him. We went to an event in Chicago where I met a bunch of other people that he works with and associates with, and it was really my first look into, you know, people who were doing online marketing or at least had a business online that, you know, was doing, you know, at least 7 figures a year. And it became much more tangible that was something that, you know, I could do and something that was possible. It wasn't outside the realm of possibility. Anyways, that's not really as important to the story. I remember sitting with him after one of the meetings that evening. We'd gone out to dinner with everyone, and we went up to the top of a rooftop bar. And I don't know what we were talking about. We talked about all kinds of shit, but one of the things he mentioned that really stuck out in my mind, and still to this day does, is he mentioned that, you know, one of the things that we don't do, you know, we do a really shitty job in society, like raising men that will take responsibility and ownership of things. And I think, you know, yeah. But anyways, one of the things he mentioned is how, and this could totally be something that he made up, but he said that in some tribes that, you know, in old times, or maybe some Brazilian tribe in the Amazon, they would teach their men to become, the way they would teach their men to become boy, or their boys to become men, is by, first there was three stages. The first stage is you would take the boy out into the jungle and he would have to kill an animal on his own. And all of the men would watch and gather around as he did this. And he had to trust himself. He had to trust that he had the skills, the ability, the tools, the knowledge to take on this task and do it on his own. So the first thing is he had to trust himself. Then a couple years later, you know, when the boy was 16, 17, the next step is he would have to, others would have to trust him, which meant that he would join the other men on hunts. So it was important for him to trust himself, and then others would trust him. And then the last thing is he would choose men or other boys when he, you know, a couple years later, let's say, you know, the first stage is, you know, 12, 11, second stage is 16, 17, and then the last stage is 20, 21. So the last stage was that boy who's now a man putting trust in other boys or in other men, becoming a leader, entrusting others. So you have to trust yourself, and you have to trust, or you have to trust yourself, others trust you, and then you entrust others. And I think that was probably my biggest, I mean, outside of the listening really has helped me this year as far as gathering bits of information and knowledge like that and really honing in on it. But that, more than anything, is something I feel like I've developed, is being able to trust myself, become really confident in, that sounds so fucking cheesy, but confident in who I am, in my ability, my shortcomings, and being able to put trust in other people and also take responsibility for some of the choices I make, and with when it comes to work and business and life, and yeah, just feeling confident in that. So as I move into 2019, the plan is to take some of the goals that I've written out for myself, have an actual action plan. For the first time in my life, I've written out actual steps, action plans, checkpoints every 3 months, checkpoints every week, to see if I'm, am I actually accomplishing this fucking goal or not? And becoming disciplined to follow through with that. And I know that will translate, you know, if I focus on my life, it will translate to business and everything else that I do. That's kind of where I'm at right now. It's been one hell of a month, December. So, till next time, I'm gonna peace out and yeah.